Zebari has been outspoken in criticizing Iraq's neighbors for not doing more to support the Iraqi government. Middle Eastern nations, he says, have offered Baghdad little help and in some cases tried to undermine the government and supported terrorists.
They have not been very helpful in different ways. And that is the complaint I have conveyed to all our neighbors in terms of the media campaign. I wish there was a good monitoring of the media of the regions after the death of Zarqawi. Their response to this very important event for ordinary Iraqis and the way they played it was most unfortunate, because they lied in terms of also funding. I mean, these people get their funding from, you know, a variety of sources in the region. The foreign terrorists that are crossing, let's say, the border from different parts, we hope that they will be more cooperative.
But Zebari says the situation is beginning to change. For example, he says Iraq and Syria will soon restore full diplomatic relations. Zebari says Iran is the one nation in the region that has supported Iraq in its struggle. The foreign minister says Iran's agenda differs from other regional players.
The Iranian attitude is different. They have a different agenda from others. They are not trying to destroy or undermine the current regime or the government, because they believe that this government is friendly to them. But remember one thing, Iran was the first country to recognize the regime change and to recognize the governing council. It is nervous, definitely. It's uncomfortable about the presence of 130,000 U.S. troops on its border. But on the other hand, these forces removed, you know, one of the arch enemies of Iran, which was Saddam Hussein. In Afghanistan, they removed the Taliban, which was, again, was a threat to them.
But Zebari adds that he also realizes Iranians try to influence Iraq's Shiite community. He says the new Iraqi government has presented Tehran with a complete account of the ways Iran is suspected of interfering in Iraq's internal affairs. Zebari also says reports that he supports Iran's efforts to develop a nuclear weapon were based on a misquoted statement. Zebari says he actually said Iraq respects Iran's right to use nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, subject to the standards of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.